It's a racecoast venue that will take center stage with Grade 1 racing action on Saturday. Hello again from Ira Vaughan Smith. Good to have you along for the preview of this 10-race program. We're at Hollywood Beds Gravel. We're on the turf, and the first of those 10 races gets underway at 13:05. It's a day-night race meeting, so you need to be on 5 minutes before the off of race one if you are going to be taking your free Hollywood Bet Punter Challenge entry. Make sure your selections are through. You play the bet slip because you are playing for an estimated jackpot of 2 million rand. That's not all. There's 125,000 rand guaranteed for those that find themselves in the top 50 on the leaderboard. And there's also 100,000 rand on offer for those who pick the most winners on the day. That's not all. There's also whirlpools in operation. Those will be in operation on the tote from races 7 through to 10, where you can bet into the Hong Kong Jockey Club pools. You can play wins, places, exactas, quinellas and swingers, and those will all be commingled from races 7 through till 10 operation on the day. And if you are going to be making a deposit, on the back page of the winning form tells you that there is a 15% bonus on the day only for all deposits up to 20,000 rand. Lots to look forward to. The Grade 1 Hollywood Bet Gold Challenge is the feature race on the card. There are lots of supporting features also that give those horses sitting on the fringe of making their way into the Hollywood Bet Derby in July an opportunity to put their hand up and say, consider me as a runner in the final field. But more about that as we get to those features a little bit later on. The first race on the card is a maiden juvenile plate where 10 runners will line up at the 1600 meter mark. And this does look like a boat race, especially if one takes the betting into account. It's 1.25, number 2, Matchament, and number 3, Blizzard Quest, at 1.67. Then it's 10 to 1, bar those two, on HollywoodBets.net. I'll start with number 3, Blizzard Quest. This is the half-brother to the Mauritian. Comes back from an 11-week break. Has been gelded in the interim. Show the improvement from first to second run, but I do think will need this outing. So I'm going with a horse that is match fit, and that's number 2, Matchament. Placed in each and every one of its starts, certainly has got that come and look about her. She's the half-sister to Tyrconnell, who we'll see in action in the very next day race. I do think the booking of Richard Free was a very shrewd one by Paul Matchett. She brings solid Joburg form to KZN. She has been over 1600 before. She's got more to come. So I'm going 2, Matchament to win it. Ahead of number 3, Blizzard Quest. For third, 1, Black Jack Randall. And fourth, number 9, Frankly Fine. Second race is the opening leg of the Bipot. You need to be on at 13:40. It's a Class 3, benchmark 95. 11 runners to contest the 1600-meter event. There's been money for number 5, plus 4. Shortened from 3.57 into 3.33 to 1. Muzieni for Candace Dawson. Second run off Derish should strip a whole lot fitter, but I'm going for the other 3.33 to 1 selection, and that is number 7, Rich Folks Hoax. This horse, model of consistency if you look at the form. Yes, disappointed as favoured last time out, but is now back on the turf, and the difference between that run and now is that Rich Folks Hoax will be fitted with blinkers on Saturday, and I do think that will make all the difference. I'm going Dean Canamare, Craig Zaki, and 7 Rich Folks Hoax to win it. Head of 1 Tyrconnell for third, number 5, plus 4, and fourth, number 6, Stars in Heaven. Place Accumulator, that's the bet I'm definitely going to get involved in. Starts in the third race, 14:15 is the off time of race number 3. It's a Class 4, benchmark 80, where 12 runners will line up at the 1900 meter mark. And yeah, you could probably make a case for about 3 or 4 of them. Number 7, Chill in the Air, from 3.03, are shortened to 2.86 to 1 on HollywoodBets.net. And I can see why. That was a very good run when finishing third behind Regulation last time out. Then it's 4 to 1 about number 6, Bombers in the Sky. 8, Nocturnal Flight, from 5 into 4.55 to 1. Callan Murray for Mike and Matthew de Kock. And you can get 6.25 to 1 about number 2, Villa Vicosa. 7.14 and upwards the others. Now, I thought there's very little to choose between number 6, Bombers in the Sky, and number 7, Chill in the Air, from when they last met. It was, what, 0.55 of a length separating the two of them, just over a half a length. They meet on exactly the same weight terms, but the difference is that bombers in the sky will be refitted with blinkers on Saturday afternoon, and that's the reason I'm siding with six bombers in the sky and also looking for a bit of value in the opening leg of the place accumulator to beat number 7, Chill in the Air. For third, I'm going with 2, Villa Vicosa, and fourth, number 11, Afropolitan. Pick 6 starts at 14:50. It's race 4, East Coast Radio Class 4, benchmark 80, where 12 runners will line up at the 1,200-metre mark. Here you can also make a case for about 3 or 4 of them. Number 7, African Pride. Justin Snaith, JP van der Merwe, they team up. African Pride is at 3.33-1 on HollywoodBets.net. 4.55 from an opening call of 5 is 1 Vibe SA. 5-1, number 9, Ishi Squishy Squishy. 8 Who Blinked from 6.25 into 5.56-1, and you can get 10-1 and upwards the others. I'm siding with number 8, Who Blinked. This one from the stable of MJ Udendal. If you look at this one's record over the distance, has won, finished second, and finished third on 3 occasions. Over the course and distance, it's ran second once and finished third twice. So this horse definitely is ideally course and distance suited. I thought that was a very good effort. Speaking about course and distance, last time out, when finishing third, was running on very strongly in the closing stages. I do think the booking of Callan Murray is a very shrewd one, because Callan is really riding exceptionally well at the moment. Meets similar kind of company that it met last time out, and I think a repeat of that last start definitely will make 8 Who Blinked competitive. So I'm going 8 Who Blinked to win it, ahead of 1 Vibe SA. For third, I'm going with 3 Position of Power, winner of his only start to date, and this horse could be anything. And fourth, I'm going with number 6, Hope is Power. So 8, 1, 3, 6 are the numbers I'm going with in race number 4. Now we get to our feature races on the day. Race 5 is the listed Richmond Devonair Stakes. This is a race to be run over 1,400 metres, where 7 runners will line up to face the starter. I'm looking no further than number 1, Educator. Funnily enough, this horse has attracted all the market support thus far, from 2-1 through the points into 11-10 on HollywoodBets.net. Dean Kannemeyer, Craig Zaki, they've certainly been winning with some of their first-timers and horses that have come out second time round at the venues in KZN over the last couple of weeks. This was a very impressive winner on debut, won by just under 2.5 lengths. And despite the fact that everything that could go wrong went wrong that day, this horse was slow, lost a length, then had to ease at the 1,200-metre mark, but kicked on very strongly to win a very good contest. The horse that it beat was a horse called Alana, who has subsequently come out and franked that form line. Educator certainly does look above average, particularly the way it finished off last time out, and I do think can remain undefeated in the Devonair Stakes listed for two-year-old fillies. So I'm going 1 Educator to beat number 3 Quick Step Girl. For third, I'm going with 4 Little Miss Splendid, and fourth, number 5 Captain's Envy. On to race 6. It's the listed Hollywood Bets Sharks Gate Crasher Stakes over 1,400 metres. 11 runners to line up at the 1,400-metre mark. Here, number 8, Whispering Death, going for a hat-trick, is at 2.27-1. Next on offer is number 6, Mama's Brie Missile, at 3.57-1. 1.10 Jiku, from 4 to 5.55-1. 2 Yippie Kaye, winner of his only start to date, could be anything, from 5, is now 6.25-1, and it's 8.33-1 and upwards the others on HollywoodBets.net. Whispering Death comes back after a 10-week break, and again, I'm siding with Match Fitness. I'm going with number 6, Malmesbury Missile, as my first choice selection in the Gate Crasher. This horse has got consistent form coming into the race. Justin Snaith's stable, particularly in Cape Town, is in devastating form. Richard Furie riding at the top of his game as always. Only chink in the armour of Malmesbury Missile is, has the tendency of being slow away at the best of times. In fact, last time out, lost a length, but was staying on at the business end of affairs when finishing third behind Allegentrix. That was in the Godolphin Bob. You remember who ran second that day? Horse called Good For You, who has subsequently come out and franked that form line at grade one level last week when winning the gold medallion. So that form line has certainly been given a very, very good boost. With the stable and the jockey both in very good form, if this horse jumps on terms, I think it will take a power of beating. So I'm going 6, Mama's Bree Missile to win it, ahead of 8, Whispering Death. For third, I'm going with 1, 10, Jiku, and fourth, number 2, Yippee-ki-yay. On to race 7, which is the Grade 1 Hollywood Bets Gold Challenge. 2 million round the stake, 1,600 metres the distance. And you know what was interesting? I went back along the tracks of time. It was so nice to see the previous winners of this race printed in the winning form. Variety Club in 2012-2013 won it back-to-back. And then the only other horse that's won it back-to-back in recent times was Horse Called Rainbow Bridge in 2020-2021. What are the chances of Dave the King winning it in 2024 and 2025? I think Dave the King has got an exceptional chance of doing just that. He certainly was very impressive when he won his comeback run, and I think a lot of us sat up and took note of his ability. He set the pace, he found another gear close home, and he eased up to win a very good contest. He is the defending champion. He should strip fitter second run after rest. And to me, Dave the King is the one they're all going to have to beat. 2.27-1 in the antipost market, and I do think will be worth including in doubles and trebles as well on the day. So I'm going 2, Dave the King to win it, ahead of 5, Cosmic Speed. For third, number 3, See It Again, and fourth, number 7, Great Plains. Race 8 is the Hong Kong Jockey Club Whirlpool Stakes, to be run over 1,400 metres, and don't forget, races 7, 8, 9 and 10 will be commingled into the Hong Kong Jockey Club pools. In race 8, 5-1 the field is what they're betting. Number 8, Call Me Getrix, 9, Be Merry, are both at 5-1. You can get 6.25-1, 8, Bevers Delight, and 3, So Hot, So What, 8-1 and upwards the others. I'm going for one of the 5-1 shots, and that's number 8, Call Me Getrix. The Candace Bass Robinson Yard is in devastating form. If you look at this horse, you'll see as honest as the day is long, set the pace last time out and was just outrun in the closing stages. That was in the ladies' mile. This horse brings very strong, very solid Cape Town form into this race. The run prior to that was in the Sweet Chestnut, when also going up handy, but that day jumped awkwardly, then rushed up, went to sit with the pace and just got run out of it by number 9, Be Merry. These two meet on pretty much the same terms as last time out. Sean Veal rides Call Me Getrix, and if she jumps on terms and she's up there from the get-go, she may just be very hard to peg back in the run to the wires. I'm going 8, Call Me Getrix to win it, ahead of 9, Be Merry. For third, I'm going with 3, So Hot, So What, and fourth, number 1, Lucrative. Race 9 on the program, not an easy end to the place accumulator and the pick 6. It's the Cup Trial Grade 3. 13 runners to contest this 1,800 metre event. And normally, it's the winner of this race that puts its hand up and say, you need to consider me to run in the Hollywood Bets Durban July. So, who could it possibly be? It's wide open as far as the betting is concerned. 4 Regulation is at 4-1, along with number 10, Wild Intent, at 4-1. 13, Zeist, from 7.14 down to 5.56-1. Then you can get 6.25-1, about number 9, Underworld. 7.14, about number 1, Pomodoro's Jet. And 10-1 and upwards, the others. So you can see you're going to need to be covering yourself with at least 5 or 6 of them if you're still going to be running come the last leg of the pick 6. I'm siding with the Ruffier, and I'm going with number 5 on my honour. In fact, when I wrote down the betting year, I was surprised, not surprised actually, to see that this horse has shortened from 16.67 into 10-1. Now, if you look at the form line, you'll see that this horse has taken on stronger in the past. Look at the two runs behind one stripe, and it's also ran in the KZN Guineas last time out when it finished fourth and finished 3.65 lengths behind the winner. It hung that day, found no extra late, and I thought that was a run full of merit considering that it still found the frame. Glenn Cotson is in good form. Chad Little is riding the winners. That form line has been franked. Remember who ran second that day? It was a horse called 8 on 18. He subsequently came out and won the Grade 1 Daily News. Now, if this horse goes to the front, I do think will be hard to peg back. He should strip fitter, second run after the rest, and will be involved in the shake-up. So I'm going to make 5 on my honour, let's say my each-way selection. I think that way we can get the best of both worlds. Each-way number 5 on my honour, 8 of 4 regulation. For third, I'm going 13 Zeist, and fourth number 1, Pomodoro's Jet. That takes us on to the lucky last race on the card. 19.05 is the off time of race 10, class 4. Benchmark 80 over 1,000 metres. Another race where you can make a case for quite a few runners. I'm siding with the favourite number 4, Taurus Star, purely because of the booking of Richard Free. This horse normally shows toe from the get-go. Raced up handy last time out. Stayed on when second best last time out. She faces a similar kind of lineup that she did last time out as well. And if she goes to the front and say, come and catch me if you can, she will be rewarded for consistency. So I'm going with 4 Taurus Star to win it, ahead of 10 Gallic Dancer, 3 Daphne's Daughter, and 7 Ayui Yui. That takes care of our race meeting on Saturday afternoon. I trust you'll enjoy Hollywood Bet's Gold Challenge Day. Don't forget about the bonus on Saturday only. Get your Hollywood Bet free punter challenge entries on. Take full advantage of the whirlpools in operation and have yourselves an enjoyable and profitable afternoon's racing. Till next time, from me, Ravon. Cheers for now.